Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
I've been running around here with my head cut off this morning.
Is that right?
My goodness. Got to clean up Joanne's mask, clean up Bo's mask, clean up yours mask.
No, I didn't make any messes.
I mean, Tim left me a cheese ball on my desk.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought it was two.
Maybe.
Maybe a mouse got one.
Well, big old mouse named Tim. Anyway, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
Good.
Looking forward to later on in sports this morning, next hour, 8:10, we'll have a phone call with Brewer President of Baseball Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy that
one. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting how we got that. A morning show guest a month or two ago emailed me out of the blue over the weekend, and he said, hey, would you ever want to talk to Rick Schlesinger, Brewer President? Well, sure. Well, I'm friends of yours. Here's his number or contact information.
Right.
Really? Okay.
Can you ask him if he needs an assistant?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we can ask him, you know.
Not for you, but for...
Oh, for you.
For me. Maybe you need an assistant for this.
Yeah, right. Right. I'm thinking, you know, maybe they need a special advisor for the playoffs this
year. Yeah.
And I could travel with the team and be a special advisor.
Yeah, you're definitely a special.
I'm very, real special.
Yeah, I guess we all are. Yeah, real special.
Yep.
Real nice guys. Way to put the effort out there. I mean, everybody's proud of you, Phil.
Yeah, you're just, you're amazing, aren't you, Phil?
Way to
put it out there. Channeling our inner Coach Rice.
Yes. Inner Coach Rice. So.
That's really special.
That's really special, Henry. But you know what? Way to go above and below the bar that you've set for yourself.
Now get on the line and run.
Let's do some bear crawls.
You
know, real good, Henry.
One of my favorite stories is we're in practice, and I don't know what got into me that day, but we're doing wind sprints, and I won. Like, I came way, I'm like, whoo! And everybody else is behind me, and the whistle blows, and he goes, guys, I know Phil Nee hasn't gotten that fast overnight. You're letting down, so let's run again. And I said, what about me, coach? Get on the line. Oh, jeepers.
Did you win the next one?
No. I'm sure I was last. Yeah. Oh, I didn't like it when they used me as motivation, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll never forget the time Coach Walker... We always had athletics first hour of the day, a.k.a. P.E., but we called it athletics. But if you played a sport, you always come in at 7. That way you got a two-hour practice, you know.
Oh, sure.
And I'll never forget the time that I did something crazy. I'm sure. I don't remember what I did.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And Coach Walker, and he looked at me and he goes, start running. So you just run around the gym. So I was running for a while, and he goes, how do you like that, Mr. Bray? I said, I love it, Coach. I can do it all day. And you know what? Unbeknown to me, I did it all day.
Oh, insert foot.
Yes, and because, you know, there at the school, he's small school, he goes, Henry's going to be busy in the gym all day. And that's what I did.
You just ran?
Oh, I ran all day.
Oh, man.
But it was a slow jog, but I got, and then after that we had practice, and I was not, it was a long day for Henry.
Ah, that's true. Yeah. Live and learn, though.
Well, not really, just live.
Obviously, you know, you let your mouth get in the way, and you didn't really learn.
I didn't really learn anything.
Right.
So, hey, today's quiz day, buddy.
What's it on today?
Well, today's just a little bit about everything.
All right.
It's 12 questions today.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
All right. So, 12 questions. Can you handle 12 questions?
I'm numbering my paper right now.
12, okay. Phil. 12. All right. Number one. An attempt... This is all true false, buddy.
Ooh.
An attempt to save cleaning cost, an airport in Amsterdam's installed pitchers of flies so that men could aim at them to avoid spillage at urinals. Is that a bunch of...
Oh, boy.
What?
All right.
Number two. The capital of France is Berlin. True or false? Number three. Water boils at 100 Celsius under standard atmospheric pressure. True or false?
All right.
Number three. The Great Wall of China can be seen from space with the naked eye.
All right.
Number four. I got to hold on here, Phil.
Number five.
Is it number five?
Yes.
This is 2, 3, 4, 5. Sharks are mammals. All right. Number six. The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean on Earth.
All right.
Number seven. Venus is the closest planet to the sun.
All right.
Number eight. All spiders have six legs. Number nine. The human heart has four chambers. I think
you are all over the board here today.
It's like a mixture, a smorgasbord.
What was it again?
A smorgasbord. You never heard of a smorgasbord?
No, I've never heard of that one.
It's like a buffet.
It is a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is that a Southern thing? What number are we on?
I don't know if I want to eat there. Sounds like a slurry store or something. Yeah.
I just snorted.
Yeah, I know that's you did.
A snortle.
That's a razorback coming out in you. A
person can survive without food for several weeks, Phil.
All right.
Number 11. Elephants are the largest land animals.
All right.
Number 12. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world.
All right.
What do you think you did, buddy?
Well, I think I did better than average for today because I think I definitely knew some of them.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah.
Well, in an attempt to save cleaning costs, an airport in Amsterdam installed pitchers of flies so that men could aim at them to avoid spillage in urinals.
That's got
to
be true.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is.
Number two, the capital of France is Berlin.
False.
It is false. It's Paris. Number three, water boils at 100 degrees Celsius under standard atmospheric pressure.
True.
It is true.
Yep.
You said it's true. Was that a flip of a coin there?
I thought I'd heard that once, but I'm not real familiar with Celsius.
Right.
There you go.
I'm not a big friend of Celsius either.
No?
No. The Great Wall of China can be seen from space with the naked eye.
That's true.
It's false.
Is it really? No. I've heard that you could.
You can with that, yeah. That's false. It's a myth.
Oh. So can't imagine that.
It's a trick question.
Huh. Here I was going along swimmingly.
Well,
three right, one wrong.
All right. Sharks are mammals.
That's false.
That is false. The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean on Earth.
That's true.
That is true. Venus is the closest planet to the sun.
False.
That is false.
Mercury, right?
Mercury, yeah.
Venus, if you will.
All spiders have six legs.
False.
Yep, they have eight.
Eight.
The human heart has four chambers.
True.
It is true. Number 10. A person can survive without food for several weeks.
True.
It is true.
Woo.
Don't like to. I've tried it for like 4 hours and I don't like it.
The Henry Bray cleanse?
Yeah. Yeah. Like 4 hours. That's all I can go
four
with.
4 hours?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
Yeah. It's for all of it. Yeah. We got cheese balls.
I know.
Elephants are the largest land animals.
True.
It is true.
Woo!
Besides Henry. But am I an animal?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world.
That's true.
It is true.
One wrong again. I've had like three in a row where I had one wrong.
You think that's intentionally done, don't you?
I'm going to have to Google that Great Wall of China.
Yeah, help yourself. It still doesn't. I'm going to get it on the fridge, no matter what. No.
Why not?
Because it's not.
I think you're wrong.
Well, you may be. I may be wrong. But according to my research that I've done, it's a total myth. I'm sure people are going to say, Phil's right. Well, Phil's always right, but not today.
No. Well, all right.
Well, are you upset about this?
No. I'm not upset. I'm not.
I'm still pushing for May 28th of 2025.
I know. That's maybe why it's got me motivated. I have to get one on there. I don't want to go
here. You're like a straight-A student the last 2 months.
Straight and narrow, you know.
You've been studying.
I'm well-behaved. It's almost as if when the times when Mr. Modesta used to threaten to call my parents, I'd,
You never straighten right up.
You never saw a better student for a few days.
Or at least for the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really hard to go.
Don't call him.
Please don't. I'll do anything.
Don't call him. I'll do anything.
So, you know, the next day, I'm going to call your parents again. Oh, well, whatever. I didn't do anything today.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. So.
All right. Well, I guess I won't question it anymore. I mean, I got to be happy with 11 right. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I was impressed with you.
Yeah, I'm keeping my grade up this
year. Yeah, with our question. And I had, you know, but you didn't put the date up here, so that's wrong.
Oh.
So that's.
Trying to get on the Braze list.
Not hard, my man.
The Braze list.
Buddy, have a good day. All right. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.